Hey, Shin Zion on top. Very top line. Top line of patients. What? Of Vehatab. See, yeah, the top paragraph, the first new paragraph on patients.
Change the schedule from 8:40?
Oh, yeah, we're going to switch the schedule to 8:40 starting Sunday because I'm going to try, just for brachas, I'm going to try Daf Yomi after the 9 o'clock bar from 9:15 to 10. You can chazer. From 9:15 to 10, we're going to try Daf Yomi and.
Only for brachas.
Only brachas. No way I can do more. We'll see if I can manage brachas. It's 2 months. It's still about Purim, like from Hanukkah to Purim. And then 7 years from now, we'll do it again, brachas. What? Next week. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a wedding Monday in Lakewood, a Yassin. I'm starting to have Sunday. Monday I'm going to miss. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm not sure. This year is going to be from 20 to 9 till 9. And 9 o'clock is Marav. 9:15 we'll try Daf Yomi. Okay. Chabura. Stop brachas. Yeah. All right. We'll see how it goes. A new schedule for 2 months. Okay. We are on page Shin Zayin Vahatam, the first new paragraph. Hatab shetiknu ad shekneses hagadol lahaski haridus kishamim bebrachas tchias haveisim. Why are you mentioning rain in the brach of Tchias HaMeisim? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mitoyesh Shkula Ki Tchias HaMeisim Lefika Kavua B'Tchias HaMeisim. The Gemara says, how do you know this Tchias HaMeisim? So the Gemara brings as an example for Tchias HaMeisim, that when you put a seed in the ground, it sort of dies and it becomes alive again. So that's a remez to Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. So he says that's why rain is there, and he explains. Just like somebody who plants a seed in the ground, what happens to the seed?
It
rots. So after the seed takes hold, so to speak, in the ground, it rots. Ad Shania kamat efes va'ayin, till it becomes nothing, almost nothing. Va'az yared matar hashemayim, lach yes hazraim. Then the rain comes, it gives life to the seeds. Ad she megaren zera nirkav, from the seed of a rotted seed, is gadol ilon gadol hamoitzi alfei peres. A tree grows, and over the life of a tree, it can give thousands of fruits. Can go for Adam, Hamusam b'secha Adama. Same thing when a person is buried. Mispirer u'misrakev ad shushav la'afar. It rots, it turns to nothing. Asun tzemeach b'chadosh b'tchias ha'meisim. Be'emes ha'kler shal tchias ha'meisim mechona b'shem tal ha'tchia. The Gemara, Ksumis, I don't know how to say this, Ksumis, compares it to tal ha'tchia, to the dew of tchias ha'meisim. You read the Samayim Dula'ela, from the coming down of the rain from heaven. Ken yistu apayotim betfilas tal. They say, in tfilas tal, we say, tal lahachiyah is the kuke seifim. V'geshem mayim la'adrach. Lahachiyah is maskirin gvoros gesham. What he's saying is that it blows to Tchias HaMeisim because the idea of rain giving chiyus is, it's interesting, the scientists today understand, in their theories regarding evolution, that without water there can be no life. So what they're looking for in every planet is to find some water. If they find water, they say we have evidence of life. Most absurd statement. Evidence of life on Mars. You know, evidence of life that there was water there. How's that evidence of life? It's evidence that it's possible because there was once water. Anyway, this is what it says. Now, this idea is a theme in Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik is in his Svarim, Tzadik of Lublin. His tremendous theme of Chizuk is that in order for anything to succeed, it has to fail. That's his shita. In order for someone to succeed, he has to fail, and then build on his failures. He says no such thing as a person just standing up and succeeding without some sort of failure. His mashal is an architect or a chef. If you want to develop a good recipe, so you start with a recipe, and if you're just stubborn and stick with that recipe, then you can be a disaster. You have to be able to find out that things work or don't work. Now we have a remez to that here in the shul. If you look in the back wall of the shul, like a trouble, you turn around. You see the air conditioning duct? You see how it goes down? The original plans had the duct go where the beam is. You understand? It wasn't supposed to be shaped down and up like that, right? The original plans had a beam and air conditioning ducts in the same spot. So when the air conditioning guy came in, the beams were in the way, so he was smart enough to go down and around, because otherwise he would have made a hole in the beam, right? That's just a remez to Reb Tzadik. That's why it's here in the shul. That if you stick with your original plans, it never works. You know, when they draw plans, they have one for the beams and the structure and one for air conditioning. And they're separate pages, so it looks God's fine on each page. Just the two items have to occupy exactly the same space, and it's not really possible.
So it says, as an elaboration on this, it's better for a person to sin and then do tshuva.
Reb Tzadik says that. Reb Tzadik says, lashon that, I don't know if you'll have to say such a shayness. He says that tshuva is when you realize that God wants that you should sin, so that you can do better. He writes about Chizkia, that Chizkia's father was named Achaz. He was a terrible rasha. He says the following language. He says, had Achaz not been so terrible, Chizkia would not have been so great. Mm-hmm. That's what he writes. That Achaz was such a big rasha that Chizkia was so great. Because he says that's the Derech Ha'ilam. He says that he mentions seeds, he mentions an egg. An egg turns into a chicken, but it has to go through a period where it becomes rotten, becomes spoiled. You leave an egg long enough, it spoils, and then, if it's under the right conditions, it can turn into a chicken. What's the Gemara's expression for that? I forgot. It says it spoils, and then it gets good. So he says, that's the way Olam Hazeh is. Things have to go wrong, and then they can be fixed and go right. That's why Chazal said that God was Baina Olam Hazeh Machrivan. We have some sort of vague Kabbalah. That Hashem tried creating the world seven times, and the seventh time, He came up with what we have today. Imagine how bad the first six must have looked. So, the idea wasn't that God failed in His first six attempts. No, it means Hashem created a world where to succeed, you have to fail. And then make it work. That's the way it is. What? Ain Adam Oymir Al Dvar Aloch Elam Kenech Shabbat. Yeah, it's Yerushalmi, I think. Ain Adam, what? Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. Right, so Tzadik writes, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam doesn't mean, even though a Tzadik falls seven times, he gets up. He says, because a Tzadik falls seven times, he gets up. So that's Reb Tzadik. He became very popular. In his lifetime, he wasn't as popular as he became the last 25 years or so. Yeah, still he was good. he was from the rebels of the Hasidic movement. He was part of the movement in Poland against the establishment of Hasidus. And there was rebellion, and that rebellion included the Kotzka and the Gera and the Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa. Peshischa was a rebellion against Hasidus. It's a whole story. I haven't told the story in a long time. There was a rebellion against Hasidus. And Peshischa, the Hasidus' biggest time was the Maggid of Lublin, the Chayza of Lublin. The Chayza of Lublin had incredible Malchus. What happened to the Chayza of Lublin was that Lublin was really a Misnagdash city. And the Chassidim took it over slowly. One of the Margolius, a member of the Margolius family, was the Rav of Lublin. And Lublin had its big main shul. And the Chassidim slowly, the Lishtivaloch took over, and the big shul was dwindling, was emptying. So what he did is he called the chayza. He said, "I'll make a deal with him. He'll give over everything to the chassidim on the condition that the chayza is a magid shir and the head of a yeshiva and it's gebilt on learning." That was his condition. Gebilt on learning. They called him the chayza of Lublin, not the Rebbe of Lublin. And the chayza had, according to the stories that I told, the biggest, the greatest number of chassidim that traveled to him. And look, they say in the tens of thousands. You know, there's a story Rabbi Wein tells about some soccer championship, and they had trains going to Warsaw through Lublin, and they had special trains for the soccer championship. Punkti came out Yom Ne'erom time, so all the Hasidim crowded the trains to get a ride to Lublin, and you know, the soccer fans were outnumbered by the Hasidim of the Chayza. They all got off at Lublin. And from Lublin to Warsaw was empty. And that's what they say, you know. After the Chayza, his Talmud rebelled against him. The Yid HaKadosh. They call him the Yid HaKadosh. So he rebelled against the Chayza. He said, after that, they never spoke again. He was the closest Talmud. They had the same first name. I forgot what their first name was. Yaakov Yisrael or something. And he rebelled. He said, see, this was never meant to be for the Hamaynam. It was meant to be for the elite, for the people who learn. He was against all the miracles that the Rebbes do. Geriz doesn't do miracles. There's no miracles. And he said it's supposed to be a bit more on learning. And he broke off.
He broke off.
The Yid HaKadosh, he broke off. He went to Peshischa, and he said Chassidus became a dynasty. All Rebbes today are dynasties. When Chassidus began, their complaint was that Rabbonis in Europe became built on dynasty, on father and son, rather than merit. That was their complaint. And then when they became the establishment, they became. So when the Yid HaKadosh died suddenly, the only person that couldn't take over was his son. So he took the Rebbe Rabbonim. The Rebbe Rabbonim was the pharmacist in Peshischa. He was a big Talmid Chacham. He was a pharmacist, and he lost his eyesight, became very poor. So he had no choice. He said he had no parnasa. He had to take over as the Rebbe. So the Rebbe Rabbonim became the Rebbe. And then that's where Reb Leibel Eigel went. All the geniuses, Reb Leibel Eigel, Chedush Yerim, Kotzka, all the geniuses of the Chassidish movement went to Peshischa. Peshischa. And then they took over Warsaw. There was a civil war in Warsaw between the two groups of Hasidim. The way the story is brought, one Rosh Hashanah morning, the Ger Hasidim were against long davenings. They said, "Shdama quickly and learn. Arayim, Ger has a break in the middle of davening for learning." So what they did is they went to the Klois, to the place Hasidim had in Warsaw, Rosh Hashanah morning. And their davening was, let's say, 8:30. So they went 6:30, they davened Shachris, and they set out to have a Seder. When the Chassidim came at 8:30, they were sitting and learning loud, like, only Ger could learn, sitting and learning. The Chassidim came, and they sat down waiting for davening. An hour passes, and they're still learning. And there was a battle there on Rosh Hashanah, the different versions of the battle. And, he made Shalom, the Eiv Yisrael, the Abderav. He made Shalom between the two sides. He made a cherub against talking about the machlaikis. The Hasidim don't talk about it too much. But anyway, that's the story of the Chayz. Now, how do we get into this? I don't remember. It's one of my favorite stories. I haven't told it in ages. Anyway, it's not about Reb Tzadik. So Reb Tzadik was from that group. Reb Tzadik became a Rebbe the last 9 years of his life. He was that. When, I don't remember who passed away and he took over. Reb Tzadik was a Rebbe the last 9 years of all his Svarim. He wrote many Svarim. They were all written before he became Rebbe. When he became Rebbe, he stopped writing. He was busy. The Pre Tzadik, which is on Chumash, others wrote his Shtikl Torah, Shal Shudas Torah, Matzah Shabbos Torah. So they wrote. And you could see how it's different. The Rebbe's today, it's more Chassidish Torah. He's also Chassidish Torah, but it has much more Teichen. If you want to find Chassidish Torah on the characters of Tanakh, you go to Reb Tzadik. He talks about Shlai Bamela, he talks about Shimshon HaGibor. He has arichos on all the people in Tanakh, which today the Chassidim don't learn Bechlau. And, it's just a whole different Mahalach. Anyway, Reb Tzadik, Tzikas HaTzadik is his flagship sefer, so to speak. And in Tzikas HaTzadik, this is a constant theme. The Reb Tzadik writes about how, Rabbah says a place of destruction and building. And that's what he writes. So he says tshuva is when you come to the point you realize that God wanted you to sin. So you could bounce back. Rabbah Tzadik gets Akasha, so why don't we go and sin purposely? Let's all go and eat treifas purposely. It's a good kasha. If the idea is the dafka to sin, let's go sin. Says what? So what's one of his answers? The Torah said that too. You're right. It makes sense. What are you going to do? The Torah says, no. What?
After, okay.
So the Torah says you can't, but it's kedai. It's Hashavim, he says, because who knows if you'll do tshuva. But, anyway, so getting back here, that the idea of Tchias HaMesim is, that from things falling apart, things get built. That's the idea.
We know that the Shama fights not to come into this world, but it comes in and then it realizes the job is to achieve. So, but after we die, we go to the Olam HaEmes. So one day I said, why would Rav Moshe want to come back here? What's the benefit of coming back?
Benefit of coming back? Yofi Shoachas, B'Torah Mitzvahs, B'Olam HaZeh, B'Kol Chayei Olam
HaBa. So
the Kasha, when there's no Bechira, you're not achieving, it's a good Kasha. And I don't know terrorists that everyone agrees to. Rav Schwab has a beautiful Yesod. Rav Schwab answers, I think, a number of questions with the Yesod. One question is what Herbie's asking. If there's no Yetzirah, Lost in Lava, what's the purpose? He also asks, we find that a Malach has no Yetzirah. Yet, we find in Parshas Vayera that Malachim got punished for expressing themselves improperly. How can a Malach get punished? He has no free will. He has a third, I'll remember the third thing. And he answers all three with the following. He says that Yetzirah is to do bad. A person, lost in love, he has no Yetzirah to do bad or to do good. But how well you do the good, you're still going to have free will. How well you're going to do it. The Malach didn't do anything wrong. Just the Malach expressed himself that I am going to turn over the city. He expressed himself incorrectly. So the Rav Schwab says that's the Bechira that remains. How well, how devoted, how it's Jesus, how a person does a mitzvah, that will remain.
But isn't that work also affected by the Yetzirah?
It's affected by how alive the Yetzirah is, I guess. That's what he's saying. You're not going to have a rush to do anything bad, but how devoted you are to do Toiv, that's going to be the challenge. And, he says, same thing with Malachim. What's the third thing? Malachim, Masid Lavai, in the third area where there's Scharanaynish, which he answers. Okay, at any rate, let's start Mechalka Chayim Bechesed. Mechalka Chayim Bechesed, Mechayim Esim Berachmim Rabim. Ein Zeh Kefal Lashon. It sounds like a double Lashon. Mechalka El Chayim Bechesed, he gives the Chayim, the sustenance with kindness, b'chayim meisim b'rechmin rabim. Ezek hefaloshin, amah shamar dolel b'chayim meisim ato. It's not a double loshin, b'chayim meisim ato. Ela shekab ba asfara v'avhara l'kari v'l'sechel enosh, id chiyas ha-meisim. Chiyas ha-meisim is something we can barely imagine. And here, it wants to be mekarivet el ha-sechel. Sharei. Call the v'yaloi nistabuli meisim Mashiach. Avaloi l'mabo, ayin lay rasel kimzul ha-sechel. We don't know what Olam Haba is like, though I have seen in Hashem but you. We don't know what it means, dead to come alive. We don't understand it. There were those that were Mechayim Meisim, Yecheskel Bebikas Dura, that's the Nevuah of the dry bones, which we say on, is it Shavuos? What? Pesach, a Pesach, sorry. Okay, a Pesach we say daf Torah of the dry bones. Avaloi ha'isa kiyam tchiyah sichidim. That was individuals. Av tchiyah klolis? Shabesi mikubu v'yichyu? Zelo b'ayla b'ha'asaga v'ayla'i rasa kiyam l'kim z'lasecha. We can't imagine. It's Shiraka Kadosh Baruch Hu oises ha'tchiyah ha'zais. Omnum, lahazbir advar b'miktsas, to give it a little understanding, Yishleiber. Shad is b'ayna dira shakachayei ha'adam aleichaled b'leye b'urai shaltchiyas ha'meisim. Living in this world is constant tchiyas ha'meisim. Kalachayei b'kilu regam shaltchiyah. And all human beings have times where they renew, where they come alive, el shei b'mido b'gvul, with a measure. La'asatiyah oiset tchiyah b'liag b'alasatachum. There's a certain amount of Chalkochai Bechesed where people, you look around Shavuos morning by Shachris and you see how people look and then they come back in the afternoon. So that's, I guess, Tchias HaMeisim. That's a little bit of Tchias HaMeisim. So he says a little bit of Tchias HaMeisim in Olam Hazeh, and that's the idea. When I took my children at one point to Har Menuchas, so we went to Rabbi Shishkevet, to Rabbi Aaron, to Mrs. Zalman, we started walking around all the kfarim of so many great people. So I remember my son Moshe was then about 11 or 12 years old. He said, "Man, I'd like to be here the day of Tchias HaMeisim." Isn't that nice? "I'd like to be here the day of Tchias HaMeisim." All of them, yeah. They all get up together. Wow. You know, Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Moshe, just the two of them. It'd be beautiful. Anyway, so in Tzfas, all the Kabbalim get up. I'd be scared to be there.